This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation is a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. It is called Feed the Need, and it's coming up Friday with Geneva Academy. We've got a host of people in to talk about it. First of all, the school's headmaster, Brian Turner, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So, talk about the project.
Well, what we have going on is on Friday, we're going to be packing 10,000 meals. 8,500 are going to be shipped to students and children in Haiti, and 1,500 meals are going to stay in the community. And this has been something that the children at Geneva, the students, have been raising funds to do. And not only does it raise funds for the Haiti project, it also raises funds for Geneva. So it's just a wonderful project all the way around.
So who thought of this idea? How did it evolve?
I think we first came across the idea last year. Some other Christian schools have been doing things like this across the country, and we thought rather than selling lots of cookie dough tubs and other things, that we would do the service project instead.
So you have an opportunity to help other people out, but get some assistance for what you're doing too.
That's exactly right.
So how would the meals get distributed to Haiti? That's obviously a long ways away and probably part of a bigger project.
Well, what happens is after the meals are packed at Geneva, they will be shipped to the Carolinas, and then there are ministry partners there in North Carolina that ship things to Haiti. And in Haiti, there are distribution networks also with ministry partners. So there's somebody there that receives them, and then they go to orphanages and schools in Haiti.
Obviously, Haiti has had a lot of bad luck, if you will, a lot of issues with weather and a lot of poverty already, even without all the weather. So there's a huge need there.
There certainly is. Actually, our fifth grade student who's here can probably tell you more about that, and I'll let her do that in a moment. But it is definitely an area that is very hard hit, and we're glad to be able to help them in some way.
So Kelly Trinkle is the project director of all of this. What's a packing party? What's going to be going on here?
Packing party. We have two stations set up that will have 30 people in the room, and each person has a job. We're pairing little students with older students. Maybe a first grader is dumping in the seasoning, and then another student will pour in the protein and then the rice. And then there's an assembly line to seal the package and move it along to where it needs boxed. There's boxes being built. It's just going to be a hubbub of activity on Friday. We have little kids coloring cards to put inside the boxes, and it's going to be fun.
So where does all this food come from to get the party started?
So our ministry partner provides it, and it's actually manufactured by General Mills, and they send us all the specs so that we can be FDA approved. The little kids are wearing hairnets and gloves, and everybody watches an instructional video before we start, and it's legit.
Now, as Brian mentioned, some of the food, though, staying here, where is it going locally?
We are donating to 5 different agencies. We are donating to Salvation Army, Casa de Belen, to the Young Moms Pantry at Safe Haven, Maternity Home, and who am I missing? Fish. Yeah, Fish.
And ironically enough, Nis Jessen from Fish, you're up next here to talk about this. Nis, have you heard about this kind of thing being done before?
I've never heard of it before. I think this is a unique and different idea. And, excuse me, I'm just honored to be part of this and anxious to see how it turns out. But I think you'll find the people of Roseburg very responsive to food needs. So I think it's going to be a great event.
So is this the first time Fish has worked with Geneva Academy?
The first that I know of. They may have donated in the past, but nothing quite like this, and I'm excited to see how it turns out.
So are you going to have folks over at this packing party too?
We're going to have a couple of our board of directors over there also. I'm going to actually be working at the Fish that morning, so I won't be there, but there'll be a couple representatives there.
All right, so Skyla Strokes is a fifth grade student. There you go. You've already figured out how this works. What do you think about this project?
I think it's a good way for us as Americans, with all the blessings that we have, to give to people who don't have the same as we do.
So have you guys been learning in school about Haiti?
Well, not really in school, but I know something about Haiti. It's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and about 3/4 of the population don't live on about $2 a day.
Wow. And you guys are working, I guess, with a group called Feed the Need. What have you been learning about what the group's doing in Haiti?
Well, it takes the food that we pack for them, and then it takes it to the orphanages and gives the food out.
Now, you guys as students have been getting people to support you. How does that work?
Well, we ask them to donate money, and it can change the world because we have a lot of food that we usually throw away.
And so you're going to be, how long are you going to spend doing this on Friday?
From 4 hours.
4 hours. Wow. Yeah. So Brian, during the day, I mean, this is kind of a different part of, this is not your typical early release program. You're going to, this is not goofing off after school or watching a movie. You got them working.
Well, the students like anything that's different from the regular routine. So I think everybody's looking forward to Friday.
And if people want to get involved, how can they help out?
The best thing to do would be actually to donate. That's very easy to do, and it's easy to text or to donate. If they'd like to come to the packing party, they can. They can call the school at 637-7500, and we can see how we can plug them in.
And what kind of support are you getting? I mean, it sounds like you've got kids out in the community talking to people they know and maybe folks they don't know.
There's a lot of support for this. I think people are a little bit surprised that we're doing a project like this, but it's a good surprise, and so we're very happy about it.
All right. Again, that starts 8:30 Friday morning, goes for about 4 hours at Geneva Academy. Where are you guys located?
We have two campuses. The campus that the packing party is going to be at is at Vine Street Baptist Church on Vine Street across from Jolaine Middle School.
All right, Brian and everybody from Geneva, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
8:39 in the morning conversation from News Radio 1240 KQEN.